All right, joining me now is Dave Gobbets. Dave, welcome back. It's been a while since you've been with us. Thanks for joining us tonight, David.
Hey, thank you, Brandon. Good to be back.
Haven't gotten a report from you in a while, so I reached out to you last week to have you on. There's a lot going on in the country, as you well know. Remind our audience about your background, please.
Yeah, I'll try to sum it up in about 30 seconds for everyone. I spent 20 years active duty Air Force, 15 years as a U.S. federal agent, 1811, for the law enforcement. They know what that is. Had our country's highest clearances, top secret and above. Primarily worked counterterrorism, counterintelligence. Was the first federal agent to go into Iraq in 2003. Came back, left government service, and have been spending most of my time, my free time anyway, working issues here in the U.S. with one difference from what I used to do with the government. When I was with the government, all of our intelligence collected primarily went into a safe, locked up, never shared with the public. When I came back from Iraq, I said that I was going to start collecting, doing the same type of intelligence gathering. I was going to first provide the information to the public, then to the media, and then to law enforcement, and then to politicians. But first, it was going to go out to the public so they could look at the intelligence and see what truly was happening in their own country.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, David, what I've got several questions, but before I get to my questions, I'd like to know, what are the big issues right now on your radar? Since we last talked, what national security threats are you the most concerned with?
Well, that's a great question, Brandon. What I'm most concerned with, my background has primarily been based on Islamic-based terrorism. And right now we're hearing very little about this type threat to our country. But I wrote an article on February 2nd, 2007, about sleeper cells in the United States and Canada and how they were coming into our country, how they were setting up operations, and when it was time that they would start carrying out the threats that they're always saying that they're going to carry out against our country, very similar to 9/11, plus more extensive than even that. And if people want to look at that article, just Google Gobbets Sleeper Cells Canada, and it will pop up. And that was in 2007, and a lot of that is coming true today.
Mm. David, what do you make of what's going on with Iran, Russia, China, North Korea, the alliances going on there? How does that red-green axis fit into your national security worldview?
Well, in regards to Islamic-based terrorism, all of these countries have one thing in common. They have their differences within one another, but against America, they want to destroy America, they want to take over America, and they're going to do it any way they possibly can. And what I'm looking at now is these countries are working together to get the operations set up inside America and along our border, as we know. There are thousands every month coming into our country illegally. Only a fraction ever get caught. And then most of those are just allowed to settle into America without any consequences. So when we're talking about Islamic-based terrorism, you have organizations such as Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the Taliban, and many, many others, Hamas, that are coming into our country, joining the other sleeper cells that are already active here, and they're just waiting until they get the go-ahead from countries like Iran, Saudi Arabia, China, Russia. And that's something some people, they don't mention, is Saudi Arabia in this aspect. The Saudis and Saudi Arabia are not our friends, and I've mentioned that many, many times. When it's time for them, they would join hands with other countries such as Iran, China, and Russia.
Here's a headline from the New York Post dated this weekend, March 19th. Border agents arrest 16 people on FBI's terror watch list at Mexico crossing. Nearly 70 non-U.S. citizens on the FBI's terror watch list have been caught trying to illegally cross the country's southern border since October, a disturbing trend that appears to set to easily beat last year's alarming figure. There were 16 such people listed in the terrorist screening database who were encountered attempting to illegally enter the U.S. from Mexico last month alone, according to new data. Do you know anything about the origin of these people, these 16, David?
Yeah, all of them have ties to the major terrorist organizations such as Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And again, they all have the one thing in common. They hate America. They don't hate the country America. They want to take America for their own purposes. They do hate the American government. They hate the American people and our way of life. And so what they are doing is these people, they sound small in number, 16, 17 people. But again, these are just people who are coming in to support the forces that are already here and set up in over 3,000 mosques across America. Not each and every one, but the majority of the mosques in America support the sleeper terrorist cells.
All right, so David, what else are you concerned about? We just had on David Pine talking about the threat from China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, the coalition there, that we could find ourselves at war. We've got, in a two-theater war with Russia and China. We can't win that, he said. I agree with him 100%. Others are saying that, have been saying that. We've got a guy in the White House who now it's apparently even more clear than it was before and coming more clear all the time, is bought and paid for by the Communist Party. We've got Gordon Chang saying we're going to be going to war. China will fight us on our own land. They'll bring down our power grid. They'll go after our water. They'll carry out terrorist bombings around the U.S. to terrorize the American people. Again, that sounds more like the stuff we've talked about related to the Islamists, but if you got the red-green axis working together, then that would be exactly what you would expect. How are you seeing the events unfold when it comes to, like, guerrilla warfare? I know one of the things that we go back to, whether underground, we go back to the Black Panther Party, and all the things going on in the 60s, the reports were overwhelmingly that they wanted guerrilla warfare to break out in the U.S. They wanted violence and chaos in the U.S. Our enemies really want that to keep us distracted while they do whatever it is they want to do in other parts of the world. What are your thoughts about societal unrest in America?
Well, I see it as the same as what we had to fight in Vietnam and that we had to fight in Afghanistan and Iraq. The type of warfare that you're describing is what we are truly, truly not prepared for. I want the American people to try to understand one thing here. If you had 9/11, which 9/11 was drastic, it was awful, we had many innocent people who died. Imagine 10 9/11s on one particular day possibly happening three or four times a week. It would destroy this country beyond being able to repair. We wouldn't have to worry about the cyber attacks, the EMPs. We could not operate. And we have people in this country who are going for that. They want to restart America. And they don't care that the innocent Americans themselves are going to be the ones to suffer.
How do you think this fits in with the eschatology? I mean, you're talking about massive, massive chaos. How does that fit in, you think, with the eschatology of the 12th Imam and what we, you know, and the eschatology or the end time belief out of Iran?
Well, you know, out of Iran, which is primarily Shiite, they are the ones that hold that belief. And Saudi Arabia, of course, that's primarily Sunni.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have two different beliefs. The end game for them is they do not mind dying and going to Allah, go to paradise with Allah. And it doesn't matter. They look not in 5, 10, 20 years, but they look in terms of 500, 1,000, 2,000 years. They are the best strategic planners in military warfare that there are because they are very, very patient.
What do you make of the recent meeting between, who just met with, which leader? Was it Russia or China? Escapes me here. I just saw it. Who just met with one of the leaders of Saudi Arabia? Which leader?
I'm at a loss also, Brandon, on which one it is. I want to tell the American people and anyone listening here, I'm writing an article currently about my last 45 years of working national security matters, and I've really came to the conclusion that I have never, Brandon, said that we in America are going to win. I have never said that. I've always said we could win. We could win. We could have won in Vietnam. We could have beat the Taliban in Afghanistan. I don't think our world, our leaders here in America have the will to win, unlike our leaders that we had, for instance, in World War II. Total different game. I am looking at it. I have distanced myself a bit or more trying to prepare people for what you're discussing. The ultimate war with China, Russia, take care of your families, make sure that you can survive for 6 months to a year. So I'm focusing more on trying to convince everyone that we are in danger right now, that we are actually burning, there is a fire, versus, hey, it's already here. You now need to take care of your families, prepare yourself for what's going to happen very, very soon, not later.
Yeah, here we go. This is it. Saudi Arabia and Iran, they just had meetings. The leaders of Saudi Arabia and Iran just had meetings. What does that tell you? What does that tell you?
Well, that tells you exactly what I said from the very beginning, because we're talking about a lot of times China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, and then I threw in Saudi Arabia. You recall that I said that the Saudis are not our friends, that they are now coming forward. It used to be they've always had a tie together, the Saudis and Iran, but now they're going more public. They don't care really what politicians in America think about this, is that they are uniting publicly. They've always united behind the doors, but now they're uniting publicly, and you're going to see more of Saudi Arabia joining hands publicly with China, North Korea, and Russia.
And then, of course, that brings in the BRICS banking system. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They're adding in Argentina. Looks like Iran's going to be joining in. Saudi Arabia has been talked about joining in. So there you go. They can all work together with economic warfare and collapse the U.S. dollar. You get Saudi Arabia working there with Iran and Russia closely, and you can kiss the petrodollar and the OPEC nations goodbye. And again, you think we got inflation now, we'll be and headed toward hyperinflation. That's going to be a massive game changer if Saudi Arabia jumps in, and they're already working with them. But now you've got a more open relationship as you're talking with Saudi Arabia and Iran. This all has the smell of an economic tsunami coming at us right when our banking industry is having problems already.
Yes, several years ago, and even as recent as 6 months ago, when I was doing research in some of the mosques, I think this was in Tennessee, I found books and pamphlets about the best way to take down America is through the almighty dollar. Once you've destroyed us economically, there's really no coming back from that. And they are working on that. They know that. They've known that for decades. The way to take us down is through economics.
What else do you hear as what they're planning? You say you go to these mosques, you read the literature, and you look at their literature. What else do you hear that they're planning from their own literature in these mosques?
From their own literature, they want, of course, a Sharia-based system like in Saudi Arabia, Iran, and they want to destroy the U.S. Constitution. They've already been doing that for several years. They want America. They don't want the American people. They don't want the American way of life. They don't want the American government, and they are closer and more closer now to achieving that than ever before.
Saudi Arabia and Iran, they worked, you agree with the research that says they worked hand in hand together on 9/11, even the Saudi hijackers practicing on flight simulators in Iran?
Oh, of course. And many of us working the counterterrorism issues tried to put that out, but no one wanted to listen to it. They always thought, well, the Saudis are our friends. For decades, Steve Emerson and many others and myself have been saying the Saudis are not our friend. They're working hand in hand with the Iranians. who, again, they have their differences internally, but they have the one common denominator, which is to destroy America, to install Sharia law throughout, not just America, but throughout the world. They are friends, not the Saudis and America. We are not friends with the Saudis behind closed doors.
Let me ask you this in closing, David. How should the average American be preparing for what may be the inevitable?
You do what's going to be best for your families right now. Don't try to take care of neighborhoods, your cities. Now take care of your families. Food, water, of course, your own security. And with your children, just help them to be prepared that they know how to do some of the basics in regards to survival. Just imagine yourself where you no longer have grocery stores. Take care of your families by having large amounts of food and water, if possible, anything you can do to take care of your family.
I heard someone the other day arguing with family members, and I know a lot of family members probably talk about this and some even argue, where you have one spouse that wants to do something and the other spouse doesn't. I heard one spouse was telling the other spouse that, you know, if what these guys all say is going to happen happens, you're not going to survive it anyway. So why even prepare? I was like, I was like, you got to be kidding me. So you want to go out starving to death, or you want to go out watching your wife or daughter being raped. And I tried to impress upon this person, you do realize that's what you're talking about here. Your inability to defend yourself from roving gangs, that some of these people will literally be out to rape your wife and daughter and do it in front of you, by the way. And if people doubt me, go look at the canary in the coal mine that Alex Newman and I were warning about the other night and have been for years, and that is South Africa, where they literally hunt down Christians or people they deem to be Christians, and they literally torture them for days with the intent of keeping them alive, filming, photographing, and raping them in front of their own fathers and husband. I don't understand these people that say, well, if it gets that bad, I can't do anything. I mean, I guess a lot of guys who come out of the military, they don't have that mentality, do they?
No, they don't have the mentality, because I have seen children who have died from not having enough food when I was in Iraq. And I want mothers and fathers to think of their 1 and 2 year old child in their hands and watch them shrink slowly, so slowly. Watch them scream and beg for just even a morsel of food. You want to do everything in your power to prevent your child from ever having to go through that. In the end, they may not survive, or we may not survive, but you do not want to give in to the enemy. You never want to give in to the enemy. Take care of your children right now when you can.
We're talking about many people become passive and apathetic. Passivity and apathy was what really killed so many in the POW camps of North Korea. Many, many, many Americans, as I point out in my documentary, Brainwashed America, Part 1 and 2, our own government study showed many, many, many of them died of apathy and passivity. Those POWs who could have marched home gave up. I sadly see an awful lot of apathy and passivity and ignorance on the part of a large population of Americans who, even when they hear the bad news, don't want to believe it or take a defeatist attitude. I can't survive it, so why try? That kind of apathy and passivity will definitely get them killed.
It will definitely get them killed, and that agenda has been pushed for decades by the liberal politicians that we have in this country, that they want to see America destroyed. What they don't realize is that they are going to be in the same boat as the conservatives. Saudi and Iran and Russia and China do no more care about the liberals than they do the conservatives in America.
I'm looking at a headline tonight as we conclude and get ready to go to Noel Fritch with National File. I'm looking at a headline tonight related to the government not doing diddly squat about the bombings. I'm trying to find the article here. I had it here. I know where it's at. Hang on. Let's see. It has to do with our government not doing anything related to over 200 attacks on churches and pro-life groups. In your estimation, How targeted will the synagogues and the churches be in America by these groups?
They're going to be targeted even more so when things start to happen in America, you know, in the negative aspects. But again, they're not just going to go after conservatives, our enemies, when we're talking about Saudi, Russia, et cetera. They're going to also go after the liberal systems, and that's something that liberals just don't think can happen. In Hollywood, they think, well, they're not going to go after me because I support these people. Wrong. They are going to go after them as strongly as they're going to go after conservatives, and it's going to end up biting them.
Wow. David, how can people support you, find out more about you, and find out about your book, Muslim Mafia, that you wrote with Dave Sperry, or Paul Sperry,
Yes, I'm going to start putting out more counterterrorism-type articles, and I will get in touch with you how people can reach that. But if they have questions right now, davegobbets@gmail.com. I'll answer anything I possibly can, and I'll start putting out more of my articles.
Awesome. We look forward to that, David. In his excellent book with Paul Sperry, Muslim Mafia, you should all read it, Muslim Mafia, by Paul Sperry and Dave Gobbets. Dave, as always, thank you for your service to our country, which continues to this day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Brandon.
Dave Gobbets checking in, folks. You really should get that book, Muslim Mafia, by Dave Gobbets and Paul Sperry.